It's music by Mafiki Zolo with Mlanjeni. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is where radio comes alive. Now, I did tell you that early on we were gossiping about multi-choice, and we were saying things here, just slandering multi-choice here. And then multi-choice is like, no, NSK, we're not going to have it. We're not doing that. Good morning, Elzita.
Morning, NSK. Morning to everyone also.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. It's good to see you in the morning.
It's exact, right? Yes. Right? And do you see the ambience with Ashik Kwan? You know what I mean?
I must tell everyone, it smells really good in studio. I was like, what is up in here? Yeah, it smells so good. Yeah.
And also the lights are off. You know, I don't know. That's just the thing that I do.
It's very mellow.
Exactly. Yeah. Elzita, the multi-choice Talent Factory Academy has been the conversation of many, you know what I mean, especially in the film industry where I'm involved. Elzita, we early on I did mention that, you know what I mean, that the opportunities now, you have to apply, you
calls
have to get
open,
ready,
right?
And the calls are open. What is it that a student needs to know right now? I mean, I'm involved in the film industry. I'm perfect within the age range of 18 and 26.
You are?
No, not me.
Oh, whoa. Okay. I was going to be like,
No, I guess I'm old to be your sister.
I was like, does he know that it's 18 to 26? Yeah. You know, we're looking for young people.
Young people, yeah. I believe. What do I do now? Mm. You know what I mean? I fit the category. Yeah. What's the first thing I do, Elzita?
So I think what I always tell people, you don't need to have formal qualifications in the area that you are interested in, because that sometimes puts people off. So even if you're studying currently, a lot of people have said that they're interested and that they would defer their studies. So you don't need a formal qualification. That's the most important thing to put people at ease. You have to be, like we said, between 18 and 26, passionate about the film industry, pursuing career in TV and film production, whether that's cinematography, writing, script writing, sound engineering, directing, producing, etc. So you just need to be really interested, and you kind of have to show us, demonstrate that you have been active in the industry or doing something. So a lot of people do submit their music videos or web series that they've done with their phone, for example. So
imagine.
So just really passionate people that are committed to a career, hardworking people. It's a fully funded program for a year, like we said. So it's really all taken care of. So if you're interested, you just need to apply. The closing date is the 14th of July, so not much time. So you really need to get on with it. Yeah.
Elzita, last time around, we revealed the last couple of years. We revealed where exactly we're taking our precious gems. Do we have that information on hand for this year?
So we take 60 students from Southern Africa. So for each country in Southern Africa where MultiChoice has a footprint, we take about 3 students. So it's very competitive. We get a lot of entries. So really make sure you put your best foot forward. We'll be taking three students again this year. This year for to start in January 2024 until December 2024. And they will be based in Zambia at our Zambia campus, our MultiChoice Talent Factory Zambia campus. So they'll be attached to the MultiChoice studios there, because we do a lot of film production for Mzansi Magic there. And Zambezi Magic, sorry. So, and also ZTV is there as well. So it's also big sort of in Southern Africa. So you'll get a lot of hands-on practical training. There's a small theoretical portion, like any studies. So that's why I know you said it's not an 8-to-5. And you would know in the film industry, there's no 8-to-5.
It's not 8-to-5.
Sometimes there are evening shoots. Sometimes there's weekend shoots or on public holidays. And that's also to simulate what the reality of the industry is like. So that's why we say, when we mean hardworking people, we mean hardworking people. And we also, what we look for on the interview panels is, we're really looking for people that are mentally really resilient and adventurous, because it is also a different culture in Zambia, and you should be able to adapt to that new culture. You should be able to flourish even when you're away from home. So for 12 months is a long time. So that's really, and someone who is committed to the work and who really is looking to pursue a long-term career in the industry. So that's kind of, if you can demonstrate those things, then
because I did see the brief talking about a break, you know, if there's breaks in between. I don't know, Elzita, I'm old school.
Yeah,
okay, with your break to the left, please. please. You have an opportunity here.
So a lot of people do stay behind because they get internships opportunity during the breaks as well. But the opportunity, like any studies, you do have to have a break. Come in, it can come. People need to rest. We also can't be abusing people. So there is a break, and we do fly you back to Windhoek and back to Zambia again for that. So you don't even have to worry about that. Your accommodation is covered for your flights to and from. You do obviously need a valid passport to travel. And even you get a small monthly stipend as well for emergencies. So really you are covered, and you can then just focus on your studies, focus on your...
Elzita, if it's one thing I know about multi-choice, just throughout the continent, especially, you know, Southern Africa, there's a certain pride that comes with developing new talent and telling our own stories. Mm. Hello, Shaka Ilembe.
Right. Meet you at the river.
Exactly. why are we doing this, though? Like, why, you know what I mean? Why are we doing the multi-choice Talent Factory Academy? And I know it's been coming for a couple of years. I mean, you know, sometimes with your corporate space, we do something and then we just, you know, abandon it. But you guys are at it.
Yeah.
You're adamant with it.
Next year, when we take our intake, will be the fifth year that we're doing. So it's still fairly young, but still very popular, I think. And this is our main corporate social value project, because we feel if we say we are Africa's most loved storyteller, if we say we want to tell Namibian stories, then we have to help develop the industry. And what better way to do that than at the start of the pipeline of the creative industry? And that is training and developing and upskilling future storytellers, you know. So, and that's where the academy comes from. And we knew you can't do this with just here and there courses. So it has to be a holistic, intensive approach. And that's why it's 12 months. So yes, you can say it's only three people, but it's three people who are really getting in-depth training. You know, it's not just the practical stuff. It's not just the theoretical at the campus in Zambia. We also partner with Henley Business School, with Dolby, with Canon, with the New York Film Academy. So they come on board also and do some master classes as well. And we offer those as well for people just in Namibia. There's one happening tomorrow evening, also virtual. And it's got a specific focus, I'm sure you'll enjoy this, on hip-hop and the film industry. I'll share those details with you as well. So we have those kind of things to really upskill everyone and to kind of cover all angles. And what most people don't know, at the end of the 12 months, there's also an opportunity, I think they take one or two students, to actually do an internship at the New York Film Academy in New York. So very competitive. We've not had someone from Southern Africa just yet.
Yeah.
That's why we do these radio interviews. We go to the media to really encourage everyone to apply. Just shoot your shot, man. You know, like someone said to me the other day, you miss 100% what you don't shoot for. So just try, you know. And Namibians, we like to throw our CVs most in.
Exactly.
Just throw the CV
so
in.
Elzita, I mean, you speak of 5 years. Yeah. Surely there must be a success story or two that we can be proud of as Namibians.
Yes.
Walk us through the success stories.
Okay. So Esther Bierk is from our first cohort. She's actually remained behind in Zambia. She's pursuing her career there. Last year, she finished her first short film, which did really well at the film festivals. Yeah, we've premiered it here locally because we also want to support, even though we don't give you formal employment after, we want to support our MTF students or alumni. And so we premiered her film. It went really well. We also have RJ and Hilma, who from not last year, the previous year, they graduated and they were independently selected, not by us, independently selected their concept to be part of the Mukarob Film Project. So they actually just finished writing, producing, directing their first film. It's called Instant Love, and that will be soon will be coming out.
Man, that's beautiful.
And you're in one of those movies also.
Yes,
I've seen
am.
You.
Yes,
he's
yes,
very
I
good. And then Lucia Kim also, she came back last year. She also was one of the directing and producers on one of the Mukarob films as well, which will also be coming out soon. Actually, very, very soon. So hopefully I'll be back in studio talking about those movies.
What are those details? Perhaps an email address or perhaps you know, an office number that we can call and perhaps just for more inquiries. I don't know what else there may be, but you never know with someone. Yeah.
So we have a whole website allocated to that. You can go to www.multichoicetalentfactory.com. You can also apply there online. We do it online so that everyone has an opportunity to do so. You follow the prompts and you just attach your things and make sure it's before the 14th of July. Not a lot of time.
That's
and I know Namibians, we like to leave things to the last hour. So
last
I'll tell
hour.
You on the 14th of July at 11:59 p.m. That night, that's
it's
when
done.
It closes.
Yeah,
it's done.
Done.
And you can't call me to help you. There's nothing I can do because it goes to the campus directors.
Yeah.
They do the shortlisting independent also so that there's no favoritism, you know, it's all transparent.
Yeah.
And then just a little bit about the process. Once they've shortlisted everyone, we do in-person interviews later in the year. But if you are in Rundu, last year we had someone from Rundu, from Swakop, and we can do that virtually for you as well. Okay. We do the interviews. And then after that, if you're shortlisted again, we do the psychometric assessments to just check, you know, if you are... you'll be able to handle an intensive course in a different country. And then after that, we do your criminal record. So if you do have something, just bear that in mind, because you need a police clearance. And then you do orientation at the end of this year. And off you go in January 2024 for your year-long program, fully funded.
Do traffic fines also count?
No.
Okay.
But just as a note, pay your traffic fines.
Pay your traffic fines.
Just stay on the right side of the law, please.
Elzita, your final words, perhaps just you know, that final push, the final encouragement.
Yeah. We want to encourage Namibian creatives, even if you've got a bit of imposter syndrome and you feel like you're not the one, just try, just shoot your shot, you know. So it's a great opportunity. We've had many people that have applied 2 or 3 times. Just we really encourage 18 to 26 interested in a film career in film and TV production. It's a great holistic approach. Even if you're interested in cinematography, you will get training in the other aspects of TV production as well. So really, just 14 July, that's the due date. Make sure you apply.
It's Elzita Bierkes, the head of corporate affairs on Namibia's Art and Soul. Apply. Shoot your shot.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Just shoot your shot. Yeah. So believe. Thank you so much, Elzita.
Thanks.
All right. Oshakati, Ondangwa, and Owediva, your home on 90.1 FM. We've got Little Durk right now with J. Cole lined up. Stick around for this. We'll get into the news, and right after that, we'll talk some entertainment. Hey, I just want to show up and body some. Yeah, yeah. Always been.